When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Connor Happer.
I got a taco.
One taco?
No, it was like five.
Mike Schaefer.
You don't like a tiny pig?
I don't have never thought of a tiny pig.
This is Happer and Schaefer.
Mike Schaefer, Connor Happer back with you here on Happer and Schaefer. Final few minutes here before we hand it off to Tom and Bach. All right, let's really dive into it. Deck of cards.
Deck of guards. Number four, spades. What beer is in your fridge right now?
Okay, so I still have some beer from the East Coast that I brought back. You just buy beer, and then, you know, you see what happens.
I got rid of some of that beer, so I don't have much.
I drank the good ones. And I also have some Yinglings, which won't go old. I'm not worried about, which I do pull out, I don't know, probably once every 2 weeks in the mini fridge downstairs. So I brought back a case of those. And there's some from some craft breweries. There's one that went quick from Montauk Brewery that went pretty quick. But it's gone. So it's gone now.
Montauk.
Out on Montauk.
What was it?
They have a good IPA. Like, it's a very good brewery, but it's, you know, it's super secluded because it's out on Montauk. So we went out there, went to the brewery. Just a cool little, like, kind of log cabin-y, like, very, very cool. That place was good. I wish they sold some of that here, but they don't.
Nice. I have one Sam Adams Oktoberfest, one Snow Beast.
This is good.
The rest are Shelby's Busch Light, and I drank all the Coors that we bought when people helped us move the other week.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's your beer fridge right now.
That's what's in the fridge right now.
Okay.
Next, two of spades. Okay. All right. Well, we'll look back and see how this played out. More 300-yard passing or 100-yard rushing games for Adrian Martinez in 2021.
Gosh, did he have a 300-yard passing game?
I think he had two.
Wisconsin
for sure. I thought there was another one in there.
Man, I don't know.
We're pulling it open.
He had at least
Wisconsin 351. He had 291 against Michigan.
He had at least 100-yard rushing.
He only had 300. He had 291 against Michigan and 280. I thought Oklahoma had 300. That was 289.
So just one 300-yard passing game, and how many 100-yard rushing games?
Dose.
Two. So there you go. That was your answer. I'm curious to see how that would have played out, or how we would have answered
it. How we might
have
answered it.
Yeah.
A lot of spades. Okay. This one's stupid. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
It's a football question. Dumb.
Okay. Dumb.
Again, another spade. Again, I'm skipping it. Another old football question. All
dumb.
Right. Four of clubs. Okay, this is we were talking about Rocky getting stuff off the chest. Who's the most overrated player since you started working at the Ticket?
Overrated Nebraska player.
Yeah. Well, you could go any sport if you really wanted to.
No, I think
Nebraska. I would condense it to Nebraska if I were you.
Since I started working at the Ticket. Nate Gary, maybe?
Okay. All right. That's interesting. It was not. I don't know what I was expecting for an answer here.
Yeah.
He's
pretty good. Muhammad Barry, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Especially kind of what the expectation was sort of coming in.
Yeah.
You could have went Tanner Lee, would have been a very easy one.
Yeah.
For expectation wise versus what it ended up being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You?
So when did I start working at the Ticket? It was the spring of 2018.
Okay.
Summer. So, yeah. I was always a little skeptical of Savion Morrison. That one, I think, I'm not convinced he's going to do a ton at Kansas.
Interesting.
Let's see. Is there anybody else that comes to mind here? We'll go with that
okay.
for now.
All right.
I know there's got to be other ones. I definitely have some from the other eras, but I'll...
It's hard to go through three or four rosters in your head all at once.
Right.
Next. Okay.
Nine of Hearts. If you had to hire someone to be a head coach using only coaches from Nebraska's last three staffs, who's your first choice? Only assistant coaches.
Oh, wow. I love that question.
So that takes you into Pelini. You get Riley's staff. And this is anyone that ever was an assistant coach.
For any of those three head coaches.
Right.
Wow.
I have my answer. I can give you some time.
Yeah, go ahead.
And you might just piggy it back off of it. I think Eric Chenander is going to be a head coach for somebody.
He's one of the first names that came to my head for sure. I was just trying to go through the rest of it.
I think he's going to be a good head coach when he gets that opportunity. And I'll be curious what level it is and how soon that happens. But Eric Chenander, but when this question was written, I don't know that my answer would have been Eric Chenander. So I want to go back and think about spring of 2021, who I might have thought at that time.
You know, I'm not unconvinced that Troy Walters could do a really good job.
He's a very good front of a program.
Yeah.
And I do think that, and I was one of the people that probably unfairly maligned him for things that weren't necessarily
right
in his control. And especially when you look at, you know, not a whole lot changed when you changed offensive coordinator, wide receiver coach from 2019 to 2020 or even 2021.
Right.
So, Troy, he interviewed for more head coaching jobs than other people that I can think of.
Well, it was a big steal when they brought him with them from UCF,
yep.
when they brought him here from UCF, because there was even some thought that he may get the UCF job right there off the bat. I always liked him. I think he is, like you said, a really good front-facing guy.
Yeah.
And you need to have that. You need to have that to be a head coach.
Trying to go back to Bo's
staff.
Although
Bo didn't really have that.
No. Going back to Bo's staff, I mean...
Danny Langsdorf maybe could have done a pretty good job.
Yep. He's probably the guy from Mike Riley. I love Mark Banker. You love Mark Banker. I don't know that I ever
viewed
him
coach.
As a head coach.
No.
The rest of the assistants there, I don't, you know, it wasn't going to be Hank Hughes.
No.
Wasn't going to be Mike Kavanaugh or Reggie Davis. You know, I like Keith Williams. He's never going to be a head coach.
No.
Trent Bray, maybe? Like
okay.
Way down the
That's
line.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's someone. Going to Bo's staff, obviously Barney Cotton had been a head coach. That one's pretty obvious. Like that, you could see that. Tim Beck, I think, wants to be a head coach. I don't know if that's going to happen. But Ross Ells is a guy that I could see at maybe an FCS school.
I wasn't as familiar with those staffs, so I wouldn't know quite as well. But over the last two, those would be the names that Chenander obviously is.
Yeah, I think he's the most obvious, especially out of the current group.
Yeah, maybe Mickey Joseph.
Maybe
Mickey Joseph.
If he wants it. Yeah. He also strikes me as someone who's fairly content to be a position coach.
Yeah.
But
same.
I don't know. Maybe he wants to be a head coach at some time.
Yeah, I'd be curious about that. Held definitely
wants to be a head coach.
Yeah.
Held
could run a program.
Yeah, he has. He's been a head coach at a junior college before.
Next.
We are just stuck in spades. Okay.
We got one or two more before we break here.
Upcoming spring game, which non-quarterback has the best chance to score twice?
Oh, man.
Who Put me down for Thomas Fedoni twice.
Okay, that's a good hype.
It's gonna be, you know, he didn't get to have the spring game.
Thomas Fedoni hype game.
Yeah,
yeah.
He gets to remind people that he was the number one tight end in the country.
Yeah,
as a recruit. So Thomas Fedoni,
good
hype
pick.
Game.
Good yeah. pick. I might pick you back that one.
All right.
We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back, hand it off, and we'll get more questions for Tom and Bach next.
More of Happer and Schaefer is coming your way on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.